Pelion gritted his teeth, but it was too late to back out now.
"We could begin by starting rumors of your presence somewhere, Master Sabaoth," he said. "Some sparsely populated world where you might have lived for years without anyone really noticing. Rumors of that sort would be certain to make their way back to the new to the Rebellion,"
he corrected, glancing at Thrawn.
"Particularly with the name Jorah Sabaoth attached to them."
Sabaoth snorted.
"And you think that on the strength of an idle rumor, he'll rush foolishly to find me?"
"Let him be as cautious as he likes,"
Thrawn said thoughtfully, the threat gone from his voice.
"Let him bring half the Rebellion's forces with him if he chooses. There will be nothing there to connect you to us."
Pelion nodded.
"And while we find a suitable planet and start the rumors into motion, you can remain here to assist with the Sluis Van preliminaries. Hopefully their response to our activities will keep Skywalker too busy to check out the stories until after the Sluis Van part is over."
"And if not,"
Thrawn added,
"we'll know when he makes his move, and in plenty of time to get you there ahead of him."
Sabaoth murmured, stroking his long beard, his gaze drifting off to infinity. Pelion held his breath, and after a minute, the other abruptly nodded.
"Very well,"
he said.
"The plan is sound. I will go to my chambers now, Grand Admiral Thrawn, and choose a world from which to make my appearance."
With an almost regal nod to each of them, he strode out.
"Congratulations, Captain," Thrawn said, eyeing Pelion coolly. "Your idea seems to have caught Master Sabaoth's fancy."
Pelion forced himself to meet that gaze.
"I apologize, Admiral, if I spoke out of turn."
Thrawn smiled faintly.
"You served too long under Lord Vader, Captain,"
he said.
"I have no qualms about accepting a useful idea, merely because it wasn't my own. My position and ego are not at stake here."
"Except perhaps when dealing with Sabaoth." "Yes, sir,"
Pelion said aloud.
"With your permission, Admiral, I'll go prepare those transmissions to the Wayland and Nogri teams."
"At your convenience, Captain. And continue to monitor the preparations for the Sluis Van operation."
Thrawn's glowing eyes seemed to bore into his.
"Monitor them closely, Captain. With Mount Tantis and Sluis Van both, the long path to victory over the Rebellion will have begun, with or even without our Jedi Master."